Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. In our last shiur, we started a discussion concerning the Moshiach. We also noted that this general discussion will last until Daf Tzadites. We left off last time with a question that Rav Nachman posed to Rabbi Yitzchok. The question being, have you heard when Bar Nifli is coming? The Gemara clarified that Bar Nifli is a reference to the Moshiach, based on the Pasuk, Bayomahu Okim Es Sukas David Hanofeles. So the question being, when is the Moshiach coming? We might term that the question of all questions. Amarle, Rabbi Yitzchok at the top of Daf Tzadi Zayin Omar Aleph responds, Hochi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, thusly said Rabbi Yochanan, Dor Shem Ben David Bo Bo, the generation in which Ben David, the Moshiach, will be coming, Talmidei Chachomim Misma'atim. The Talmudic scholars will be reduced. There will be fewer of them. Vash'ar Einehem Kolois B'yogoyin Vanocha. And the rest of the population will be besieged by all kinds of troubles and woes. Vitzoros rabos uxerus koshois miskachos. And many troubles and new edicts, tough edicts, will be renewed, and more will come. Ad shoharishona pkuda, before the first trouble stops or ceases, Shnia Mimaharis Lava, the second one, will already start. As we continue in this Gemara, it's noteworthy that the whole issue of the coming of the Moshiach, especially the issue of when, is a matter that's shrouded in secrecy and in mystery. The Gemara will present many different ideas and descriptions of that particular time in order to realize what is going on. It's necessary to study many more meforshim, many more commentaries, and delve into the subject deeper, but realizing all the time that as far as an exact date of his arrival, this is a mystery of mysteries, and it has not been revealed to mankind. There are many, many points that are in the Gemara that are deliberately shrouded or veiled in secrecy, and that's because of the nature of this particular topic. Our job in presenting this year will basically to present the matters as they appear at face value, along with Rashi's commentary. But it's important to bear in mind that there is much, much more to this topic. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara now presents a Tanaic source, and as you can see, a framed section represents a Tanaic source in our marking system. We also have a structural note on the side, the Mivneh, because we're going to encounter diamonds throughout this Omid of Gemara. What do they represent? So they will be featuring Shavua, or Dor. Shavua is a period of 7 years, or a Dor, a generation, Sheben, David, Bo, Bo, in which the Moshiach will come. We'll be presented with a number of descriptions of the times that will characterize the era in which the Moshiach will be arriving. So this source opens up with a description of the series of 7 years, the Shavua, or the Shemitah period, in which Ben David will be coming. Shavua she Ben David bo bo, Shana Rishona Miskayim Mikrozeh. In the first year, during that particular unit of 7 years that the Moshiach will come, the first of those 7 years, the following posuk will be fulfilled. V'himtarti al ir achas, I will cause rain to fall on one city, v'al ir achas lo amtir. And on another city, there won't be rainfall. In other words, there's a situation where the rainfall will not be uniform, covering the entire country. Shnia, the second of the 7 years, chitzei rov mishtalchin, there will be arrows of famine that are cast. Shlishis, rov gadol, a great famine. Umesim anoshim v'noshim v'taf chasidim v'anshe maise. There will be, as a result of this great famine, men, women, children, pious people, and anshe maise, people of action, positive actions, will die. V'Torah mishtakachas milomdeha. And Torah will be forgotten from those that learn it, Rashi points out, because they won't have what to eat. We also know the saying of im ein kemach, ein Torah. If there's no food, there's also no Torah learning. Boravius, in the fourth of these years, soiva vieno soiva, there will begin to be a period of satisfaction, of food. B'chamishis soiva godol, in the fifth of the years, great plenty. V'oichin v'shoisin u'smechin, people will eat and drink and be happy. V'turuch chizeres lomdeo. Notice, with our markings, we've dashed underlined this expression as well as the previous expression, where it said Torah mishtachachas. Here, Torah chozeres, Torah will return to those that are learning it. Bashishis, in the sixth year, kolos. Rashi points out two pshatim here, bashishis kolos. One, Rashi says, yetsu kolos sheben David ba. There will be words, word or sounds, indications, people saying that the Ben David, that the Mashiach is on his way. Lishnachrina, kolos mitkia shofar, sounds issued from the shofar. Shneimar yitoka b'shofar godol. The prophet makes a reference to the sounding of the great shofar. B'shvius, in the seventh year, milchamos, wars between the idol worshippers and the Jewish people. B'motzoi shvius, after the seventh year, Ben David ba. Omar of Yosef, ha kamo shvius dehavikein v'lo asa. There have been many units of 7 years in which the first year there was famine, or in which during a particular year there was famine and a particular year of plenty. And he still hasn't come. Omar Abaye. Abaye responds. First of all, he says, b'shishis kolos. Have you been in a situation where in the sixth year there were announcements or sounds regarding his coming? B'shvius Muhammad mihave, and the seventh year wars, did you experience that? V'yoid, and furthermore, Kisidron mihave, did you experience these events in order, in successive order, in one unit of 7 years? Therefore, Abaye says, he says to Rav Yosef, you don't really have reason to doubt what was said, because whatever you experienced didn't conform to the details or the requirements that were stated above in the Tanaic source. Tanya, Reb Yehuda Omer, we have another Tanaic source. Once again, you see the diamond marker. Dor Sheben David Bobo, the generation. This is a longer period of time than the Shemitah period, a 7 year period, but nevertheless a generation in which the Moshiach will come in. Beis Havad Ye Liznus, the place that used to be a place of Torah study will turn it into a place of immorality. V'Hagolil Yecharav, and the Golil region, the northern region of Israel, will be desolate. V'Hagavlon, Gavlon is the name of another place, Ye'ashem, will be also desolate. As far as what is meant by Anshei Gvul, Rashi suggests a pshat. He says Anshei Gvul Eretz Yisrael, the people that dwelled in the border communities of Israel. Lishnachrina, another pshat is Anshei Gozis Sanhedrin, a reference to the Sanhedrin. They will Yisovavu, they will wander from place to place, and v'lo yichonenu, they won't be given a place of refuge or of settlement. They'll just continue to wander around. The Chochmas HaSoifrim Tisrach, and the wisdom of the scholars will go bad, will rot. The Yirei Chet Imo Asu, and those that fear sin will be disparaged. Upnei Hador Kipnei Kelev, and the face of the generation will be like that of a dog. Rashi, as far as that is concerned, has two pshat. One pshat is a physical description, that they will appear literally dog-faced. A second pirush, a second explanation, he says, is that they will be like the dog, just like a dog carries on its life without embarrassment one from the other, so too people will not be embarrassed one from the other. Vohemes, the source goes on to say, ne'ederes, and the truth will be ne'ederes. The Gemara will clarify this in a moment. Shenemar vati ho'emes ne'ederes. As we go on, we notice a new geometric form. We see a house form. This is explained on the side under the Mivneh heading. Pirush, pirushei ha'posuk. Explanations regarding the psukim. So the Gemara asks, my utehe ho'emes ne'ederes. What is meant by that? Amri debe rav. Melamed shenasis adorim adorim v'hoileches lo, that the truth is in flux, meaning the truth is not concentrated in any one group of people. It's every separate group has its own truth, so to speak, or has some element of truth, and it dissipates the v'hoileches lo, and it goes away. My Vesor Meira Mishtoleil, what's meant by that? Amri Debe Rav Shilo, call me Shesor Meira, anyone who tries to avoid evil, Mishtoleil Al Habrios. The people will say that he is a fool. In other words, the opposite of what ought to be, will be. Omar Rova, Meirei Shavi Amina, Leko Kushto Be'Amo. I used to think that there is no person that speaks the truth all the time. Omar li hahu merabonan. Before we go further in the Gemara, we notice a long marking. We have, to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, you notice we've written in the word Maisa and circled it, with a vertical dashed line indicating that all of the upcoming lines that are opposite this long dashed vertical line constitute an incident, a story. And as we also turn to the beginning of this particular section, we see brackets. The bracket length indicator you'll see to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text with a dashed dotted line. That indicates that those lines opposite that particular dashed dotted line are in brackets. The reason for this bracketed section is explained by the little asterisk that we've written into the margin. Hasagrayim miuadim lahokela kriya. This bracketed section is here to help in the reading. Acharei hasagrayim havei hasipur shesiprahu merabonan. After the bracketed section, will start the actual story. Toch hasagrayim, within the bracketed section, yesh shnei deyos ma hoyoshmoi v'gam yesh tiur. What was the name of the person telling this story? And we will see also a description. Shelo hoyo mishaker, we'll see him described as a person that would not have lied. Afilu im hoyu noisim lo hoin rav kedei l'shaker, even if he were offered a large amount of money in order to lie, he would nevertheless not lie. That's what's contained in the brackets. So we began the Gemara by Rava telling us that at first he thought that there was never anyone that used to tell the truth all the time. Omar li hahu mirabonan. Rava tells us that it was told to me by a certain rabbi. And if you skip the brackets momentarily, the certain rabbi told him that Zim nochada ikloi lahu aser, once upon a time I went to a certain place. The Kushto Shmei, and the name of that place was Kushta, which means truth. Velohavu mishani b'dibrayu, and they would never lie. We'll go over this in a moment, but now let's go back to the bracketed section. Omar li hahu merabonan. Rava tells us that hahu merabonan told Rava the following story that appears after the brackets. So here the Gemara says who the Harum who Rabbana was. Rav Tovus Shmei, V'Amri Lo Rav Tevyumi Shmei. Shmei means his name. Either his name was Rav Tovus or Rav Tevyumi. The Havu Yavu Lei Kol Chaloli De'Amo, that if he were given all of the riches of the world, Lo Havi Mishani B'Dibure, he would never have lied. So we have a story told to Rava by either Rav Tovus or Rav Tevyumi, a person who was very careful to tell the truth at all times. Zimnochada, one time, Ikloi, I went, Lahu Asra, to a particular place, the Kushtoshme. And the name of the place was Kushto. V'lo havu mishani b'dibrayhu, they would never lie. Rashi points out on Tzadi Vav Amud Beis that this particular story is brought in because the Gemara mentioned a few lines up that ho'emes ne'ederes, the issue of truth being fragmented. So since we discussed truth, this story is incorporated in the Gemara. So he tells us, Rav Tovus, that he once went to this place named Kushta, and the Gemara said that they never lied over there. That's Velohavu Mishani B'Diburahu, Velohavi Mayas Inish Mehosam Velozimne, and no one over there ever died prematurely. Nesivi Itza Minhon, Vehavu Li Tartin Bonin Mine. I married a woman from them, and we had two children. Yomachad havayasva devisu v'kochayfa resha. One day, his wife was washing her hair. Asoi shivavasa tarfa adosha. A neighbor came and knocked on the door, requesting my wife. Savri, I figured lav orach ara, that it's not derech eretz, it's not proper etiquette to say where she was at that very moment. Amri la, so I told the neighbor who was requesting my wife, I said, Lesahacha, she's not here. Shchivu le tartin bonin, and his two children died. Asu inshi da'asra lekamei. Now the death of young people is obviously a premature death. So the local folks came, and Amru le mihai, and they asked him, what's going on here? Amar lehu hachi hava maisa. And he told them the maisa, where the neighbor came to the door asking for his wife, and he said she's not here, when in fact she was there, but his justification was that it wasn't proper etiquette to say that what she was doing at that time. Amrulay, so the people, the local people, told him, B'matusa minach, please, we request of you, Pok me asrin, leave our town, v'lo tagri b'hu moisno b'hanoch inchi, and don't arouse death on us. Tanya, Reb Nehoroi Omer, Dor Sheben David Bo Bo, the generation in which the Moshiach will come, Naorim Yalbinu Penei Zekenim, the youth will embarrass the elders, Uzekenim Yamdu Lifnei Naorim, and the older people will stand up in front of the youth. Of course, the opposite of what ought to be. Ubas, bi'ima, a daughter will arise or rebel against her mother. The kala b'chamosa, and a daughter-in-law, the same with regard to her mother-in-law. Upnei hador kipnei hakelev, and the face of the generation will be like that of a dog. V'ein haben misbayesh me'oviv, and a son will not be embarrassed of his father. In other words, a son ordinarily would not do certain things because of fear of embarrassment from his father. But that won't be the case. Tanya, Rabbi Nechemi Omer, Dor Sheben David Bo Bo, Ho'azus Tarbe. Boldness will increase. V'hayoker Ya'aves. Yoker, according to one of the pshatim we see in Rashi, actually may even be both pshatim we see in Rashi, has to do with kovod. Rashi says, Hayoker Ya'aves, number one, Shelo Yechabdu Ze'eze. There won't be honor bestowed one upon the other. Yokar equals kavod. Lishna achrina, hayoker yaves, means mechubad shebahen, the most honored of them, of that, of the people of that particular time, yehi avsan v'ramoy. He'll be a thief, an underhanded individual. In other words, the society described here will be a society that respects, that bestows honor onto those people that contort justice, that are crooked. Continuing in the source, v'hagefen yite perio v'ayayin bioker, that even though the vines are producing grapes from which wine is produced, nevertheless, even though there seems to be plenty by way of grapes, wine will be expensive. A second shot that Rashi offers is that everyone will be pursuing wine and getting drunk, and as a result of the great demand on the wine, even though there is a lot of wine, but as a result of the great demand, it will become expensive. The source continues, V'nefcha kol hamalchus laminus v'ein toichacha, and the entire government, ruling body, will turn into non-believers, and there is no one offering chastisement. Misayle the Rabbi Yitzchok, this source that we just read supports Rabbi Yitzchok's teaching, the Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Ein ben David bo. Now we have a new marking that we incorporated in our system here, a volcano marking. This is also described on the side, the Mivneh, and there's a continuation of this on Tzadi Ches Omed Aleph. The Mivneh features this volcano marking, Ein ben David bo ad, that the Moshiach will not come until certain things. So here he says that Ein ben David bo ad sheteofech kol hamachus laminus. This is Rav Yitzchok's teaching, and it's supported by the Tanaic source that we just read, that the Moshiach will not come until the ruling body turns completely into a group of non-believers. Omar Rava, my craw, what posuk indicates this? Kulo hafach lavan tohor hu. This is an idea borrowed from the realm of Negoyim. Negoyim are certain skin discolorations that the Torah dictates constitute tumah, constitute impurity. They are often characterized by a whiteness, a certain whiteness level in the skin. So the white blotches, characterize tumah, characterize impurity. What happens if the entire body is covered with this sign of impurity? So the pasuk says, if that be the case, then it's a sign of purity. Sounds like the opposite of what ought to be, but that is the Torah law with regard to signs of negoim, of impurity. We're borrowing that idea that when the impurity in terms of minus, in terms of non-believers, becomes so great and overwhelming that the entire government is characterized by this, by non-belief, tohor hu, that's a good sign. It's a sign of purity, namely, it's a sign that the Moshiach is on his way. Tonu Rabbanan, we have a Tanaic source, another one, ki yodin Hashem amoi, ki yireh, ki ozlas yad ve'efes otsur ve'ozuv. When Hashem judges his nation for the purposes of bringing the redemption, he sees that there is ozlas yad, etc. This now will be explained by the source itself, and we'll learn the source together with the Rashi. Ein ben David bo ad shiyarbu ha masoros. Dover acher ad shi ismatu hatamidim. Dover acher ad shi tichle pruto minakis. Dover acher ad shi isyashu min hageula. Let's go over these points. The first was that the Ein ben David bo ad shi yarbu hamasoros. Masoros are those people that tell the government, informers. They are informers, informing the government of others that are not behaving properly, and as a result of that, the government may confiscate their properties. So masoros are informers. The generation in which Ben David will come will be characterized, the Bryce is saying here that Ben David will not come until there increases, there seems to be a preponderance of informers. How does this fit into the posuk that said, ki yira ki ozlas yad? So if we glance at Rashi, we'll notice at the fourth line from the top in the outer column of commentary, in this perek Rashi occupies both the Tosfos column as well as the standard Rashi column. He says there, the fourth line from the top, Ki ozasyat shetelech v'techsak yodon shel masoros umatzlichin b'mal shi nusam. The strength of the informers will increase and they will seem to be successful in what they are doing. The next thing, what was said, was Dovar Acher, was Ad Shiyisma tu HaTamidim, and regarding that, Rashi says, Shiyisma tu HaTamidim, Shemachzikim Yidei Yisrael Achzirun Lemutav. There will be fewer of those that hold the hands of Israel, literally, which means those that attempt to cause the Jewish people to revert to the good. In other words, those kind of people will diminish. Dovar Acher, the next point the source made was Ashe Tichle Pruto Menakis. And Rashi says it regarding that, Vahainu Ozlas Yad Shiu Biodayim Reikonios. They will be empty-handed. So, as we continue with the Rashi, we notice in our markings we featured the word Yad or Yadei or any derivative thereof as being the tie-in to the Pasuk that mentioned Ozlas Yad. Continuing in the source, we saw Dovar Acher, Achi Yisayashu Min Agula, until people give up hope on being redeemed. The source says, Shenemar V'Efes Otsur V'Azuv. Kiviyochol, this is as to say, Ein Somech V'Ozer L'Yisrael, that there's no one helping Israel. In other words, there will be a point in time where Israel will seem to be all alone. No nations of the world will be supporting her, so that there is no one holding her hand, so to speak. And that's what's meant by the Pasuk, V'efes otsur v'azuv. When that happens, that's a time to look out to the coming of the Ben David. Ki ha de Rabbi Zera, ki hava mishkach rabona de ma'aski, Bay, when Reb Zera would encounter Rabbonan that were studying the topic of when the Mashiach is coming and trying to calculate when he is to arrive, Omar Lahu, Reb Zera would say to them, B'matusa, I request of you, Bo'ino Minaycho, I'm asking of you, please, B'matusa, like please, Bo'ino, I request Minaycho of you, Lo Terachakua, don't distance, don't delay his coming. The Tanina, we have a source that says, Shloisha Boyim Behesach Hadas. Three come when you're not thinking about them. Eluhain, Moshiach, Mitzia, V'Akrov. The first one who comes when you're not thinking about it is the Moshiach. So if you're concentrating and calculating when is he going to come, that's a sign, that is actually reason enough for him not to come. And the two other items that come, that one comes comes upon or encounters Stavka when he's not thinking about it is a lost article, something that one finds all of a sudden, and a scorpion. Omar of Katina, Shis Alfi Shoni Havu Amo. Rav Katina is the first of a couple opinions on this matter. The topic heading we've assigned to this particular Gemara, you can see on the side, the Nose, Kama Shonim Have Kiyum Holam. How many years is the world to exist? So Rav Katina says, Shis Alfi Shoni Havu Amo. The world was created to last for 6,000 years. V'chad Choruf. And after the 6,000, the seventh thousand, it will be destroyed or desolate. Shenemar v'nisgav Hashem levado b'yom ahu, that Hashem will be alone on that day. In the course of this Gemara, of the discussions that follow in this Gemara, we'll notice that the term day used in the context of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a reference to a period of 1,000 years. Abaye Omar Trei Choruv, according to Abaye, the 7,000th and the 8,000 years. And it's after the completion of 6,000 years, the next 2,000 years will be desolate. Shneimar yechayenu miyoyimayim, biyom hashlishi yekimenu v'nichyeh lefanav. This indicates that there will be 2 days, and we explain 2 days as a reference to a unit of 2,000 years, where there will be desolation, and after that there will be a renewal. Tanya Kavosi de Rav Katina. We have a Tanaic source that supports Rav Katina's approach, namely that there will be a unit of 1,000 years of non-existence or cessation. The source says, "Kashem shashvius mishametes shana achas l'sheva shanim," just like the Shemitah year causes a stoppage of agricultural activity 1 year out of seven, namely after 6 years, the seventh year there is Shemitah. Tacha ilam mishame elef shanim l'shivas alofim shana. Out of a unit of 7,000 years, the 1,000 of them, namely the 7,000, will also be like Shemitah, will be desolate. Shnemar v'nisgav Hashem levado b'yoyim hahu. The Omer, there's another pasuk, and we're here to define the expression yom. Another pasuk says, Mizmor shir l'yoyim hashabbos. Yoyim shekuloi shabbos. A day that's completely characterized by complete Shabbos, of cessation of activity. And another pasuk says, "V'yomer ki elef shanim beinecha ki yoyim esmol ki yavor." We see from this pasuk, a unit of 1,000 years is characterized as a day. So when we saw in the pasuk that said, "Mizmor shir li yom hashabbos," that yom hashabbos is a unit of 1,000 years of Shabbos, of non-activity. As far as our Gemara here is concerned, we could say it's a period of time where the world will be desolate. Tana debei Elio, sheshes alofim shana havi alma. This Tanaic source says that the world exists for 6,000 years. Shnei alofim tohu. The first 2,000 years were characterized as tohu, confusion. And that's a function, as we'll see momentarily, by the fact that during the first 2,000 years of the world's existence, there was no Torah presence. Shnei Alofim Torah. The second set of 2,000 years, beginning with a period of time during which Avram Avinu was introducing the masses to the Almighty. From that point on, started a second 2,000 years. Known as the years of Torah, and Shnei Alofim Yemois HaMashiach, starting from year 4,000, according to the Tana de Elio, started the time during which one could expect the Moshiach to come. Rashi is quick to point out that the fact that it's broken down like this doesn't mean that after year 4,000 Torah stopped. Not at all. Torah continues, but simply from year 4,000 on, that is the time to look forward to the coming of the Moshiach. However, as we read this, we also know that we've passed year 4,000, and we know the Moshiach has not yet come. So it's pointed out, through the increase of our sins, yotsu mehem mashi yotsu, there has passed from that year 4,000 onwards what has already passed, and he still hasn't come. And that's all a result of our own sinning. Amale Eliyahu, Rav Yehuda, Achvo de Rav Sala Chasida. Eliyahu addressed Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Sala Chasida. Ein ha'olam pochus mishmoinim v'chamisha yoivos. The world will last no less than 85 yovel periods. A yovel period is a period of 50 years. So if you multiply 85, you do 50 by 85, you'll come out with a number 4,250. In other words, the world will not last less than 4,250 years. And in the final Yovel, the Moshiach will come. So he asks, will it be at the beginning of the last Yovel or at the end? Amali Eini Yodea. I don't know. And he asks another question. Kola Eino Kola. Rashi says, Kola Zman Hazeh Kodim Shiovo Moshiach. Will this period of time finish before the Moshiach comes? O Eino Kola. The Besoch Hayovel Besofo Hu Ba. Or are we to understand that within that particular Yovel period, toward the end, he will come? And to this as well, he responded, Amalei, eini yodea. Rav Ashi Omar, hochi Amalei. Rav Ashi's version is, thusly, he said, ad hocha lo tistichi lei. Up till this point, don't even look forward to the Moshiach coming. Mikan ve'elech istichi lei. But from that point on, you ought to start waiting for him to arrive. Sholach le Rav Chonon bar Tachlifa le Rav Yosef. Motzosi Odom Echod ubiyodoy Megilo Achas Ksuva Ashuris v'loshen Kodesh. Rav Chonon sends a message to Rav Yosef that I found a man that had in his possession a scroll that was written in Ashuris. These are Hebrew letters that we're familiar with. And not only were the letters in the form known as Ksav Ashuris, the form that we are accustomed to, but also it was written in the Hebrew language. Omar Tilo, I asked him, Zu Minayin Loch, where did you get this from? Omar Li. So he told me, L'chayolos shel Romi Niskarti. I hired myself out to the Roman forces, who Ubein Ginze Romi Mesosia, and as I was serving in Rome, I found it amongst the hidden documents in Rome. The Kosuv Ba, and there it was written in this document, I found the following information. Before we go on, we have a geometric form, the bowtie form, another one of our series indicators. And this is explained also in the under the Mivneh heading in the outside margin. You see the bowtie form featured. Shnei Lashonos, there will be two versions. Legirsus of Megillah Shenimso begins a Romi, regarding the contents of that particular scroll found in the hidden vaults of Rome. So we're now going to learn the first version. Le'achar Dalid Alofim Umasayim Ushloshim Ve'echod Shana Le'briyosa Shel Olam, 4,231 years after the creation of the world, Ha'olam Yosayim, the world will be orphaned. Mehen Milchamos Taninim, during that period of time there will be wars amongst Taninim. According to Rashi, it means amongst fish. Mehen Milchamos Gog U'Magog, there will also be wars of the Gog U'Magog nature. Ushar, and the rest of the years, Yemois HaMoshiach. They will be the days of the Moshiach. V'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechadesh Es Olamo Elo L'achar Shivas Alofim Shana. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu will not create a world anew until after 7,000 years. Rav Acha Brei D'Rova Omar, a second version, is La'achar Chameshes Alofim Shana Itmar. Not after 7,000 years, but after 5,000 years, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will create his world anew. Tanya, we now encounter another Tanaic source, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Mikra Zeh Noikev V'Yored Ad Tahom. The following pasuk is very penetrating until the very depths. The Rashi deals with this in the outside column, Noikev V'Yored Ad HaTahom. Ma tahoim, just like the expression tahoim refers to the depths, ein lo keitz v'sof, it has no bottom to it, has no end. Kach ein odom yochol lamoid al sof posuk zeh. So too, in studying this posuk, a person cannot achieve the depths of its meaning. What is that posuk? So we turn back to the source. Ki oid chazon amoed v'yofeach laketz v'loy chazev im yismama chakelo ki voy yavoy v'lo yacher. And the pasuk is saying to us that the future is destined to come, and if you see that there is some type of delay, nevertheless continue waiting for him, for he certainly will come. So we're instructed by this pasuk to wait for the eventual geula. Loi kirabosenu shehoyu dorshim ad idon idnin upolag idon. What's going to happen now in this source is there will be a number of opinions of rabbonim regarding the time the Moshiach is supposed to come, that the Rabbi Nosson of this source is saying, not like them. Don't accept their approaches. So the first approach is, we just mentioned, was Lo Karabosenu, that said that Darshan this Posuk Ad Idon, etc. Rashi explains this. Ad Idon, Idnin Upolag Idon. Idon ki Idon Hagolus Shel Mitzrayim. Idon is a time period, so that the, according to the Rabosenu, they used to say that the Moshiach will come after this time period. And what's that? Rashi offers the following calculation, that the Idon of Golos Mitzrayim is 400 years, Vahinu Dalid Meos, and the plural word Idnin, Shnei Idnin, is a double of that, 800 years, that's Shnei Idnin, Ches Meos, Hainu Yud Beis Meos, that comes out to 1200 years, Upolag Idon, the Pasuk also made reference to a half an Idon, so if an Idon, if a time period is 400 years, half of that is 200, that's Shnei Meos. Sachakol, if you add up all of these numbers, 400, 800, and 200, you come out to Elef Dalet Meos, 1,400. What else is rejected? So the source goes on, V'lo kereb simloi, sh'yodoresh ha'chaltem lechem dimo, v'tashkemo b'dimois shlish. And Rashi explains the calculation involved in this pasuk, and you come out to a period of time of 1,410 years, and Rashi points out that that particular unit of time has already lapsed, and he still hasn't come. Veloi, the source goes on, Rabbi Akiva, Shodoresh, Od Achas Me'at, Hi Vani Marish Es Shemayim Vo'oretz, Ve'es Ha'oretz. Elo, the source goes on to say, Elo Malchus Rishon, Shivim Shana, Malchus Shnia, Chamishim Ushtayim, U Malchus Ben Kuziva, Shtei Shonim Umechza. As we continue in the Gemara, we ask, "My v'yofech laketz v'lo yichazev." This was referred to at the beginning of this source. We saw this posuk from Chavakuk, Perek Beis, posuk Imol. What is meant by this expression? The Gemara offers an answer, and you'll notice with our markings, we have this classified as a long answer. The tuf that's encircled represents teretz, with a vertical dashed line indicating that all of the lines opposite this are part of the answer. So, Omer of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer of Yonison, Tipach Atzmon Shel Mechashvei Kitzin. That's the Viofeach, means blasted. Let the bones of the Mechashvei Kitz, those who try to calculate the end of time, let their bones be blasted. Shehoyu Omrim, they used to say, these Mechashvei Kitz used to say, Kevon Shigia Es HaKitz V'lo Ba, Shuv Eino Ba. The problem with the calculating the end of time is not the calculation per se, according to this particular Gemara, but it's the result of their calculation being made, and that time, that particular time arriving, and still the Moshiach hasn't come, and they draw a conclusion that if he hasn't come now, he won't come at all. Elo chakelo. Rather, we're instructed to wait for him. Shnemar im yismama chakelo. You can see with the arrows here and above, you'll notice where this quote is coming from. It's coming from that very same pasuk that we just finished explaining what v'yofeach laketz meant. The problem with those that calculate the end of time and conclude that if he doesn't come, he's not coming, that's not the way we are to conduct ourselves. But rather, if the calculated end comes and he still hasn't come, nevertheless, wait anyway. Shemo Tomar, what we've done here with our markings, we've introduced a house marking, which is another series marking, as are all the geometric forms in the marking system. To the side, we have a Mivneh heading, Shlovim, stages. Birur, Be'inyan, Hamtana, Lebias HaMashiach, a clarification regarding the issue of waiting for his coming. So let us continue with the clarification. Shemo Tomar, Onu Mechakin, Behu, Eino Mechakin. You might say, well, we're waiting for the Mashiach to come, but He is not waiting. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not waiting. Talmud Lomar, V'lochein yichakeh Hashem l'chananchem v'lochein yorum l'rachemchem. The Pasuk indicates that Hashem is also waiting to bring the Moshiach. So the question arises, if we're waiting for him to come, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is waiting for his coming, so who's causing his delay? The answer, Midas Hadin Ma'akevus. The attribute of judgment, of law, of justice, is what is preventing his coming. The Midas Hadin is arguing that we are not fit to have the Moshiach come yet. Well, v'chimeachar shemidas hadin ma'keves, if the Midas Hadin is delaying his coming, onu lama mechakim, so what are we waiting for? The answer to that is, l'kabel sachar, that even though we know that we're going up against a very strong force that will delay his coming, namely the Midas Hadin, we nevertheless are instructed to wait and anticipate, because for the very waiting and anticipation that we practice, or that we follow, we get schar, we get reward for that. Shenemar ashrei kol chochelo. Fortunate are those that wait for him. At this point in the Gemara, we encounter a new bracket. The reason for these brackets, we have a little star indicating in the inside margin, achrei hasugraim, ha-Gemara chozeres le'inyin b'yaz ha-Mashiach. After the bracketed section, the Gemara will return to discuss the issue of the coming of the Mashiach. As far as the topic within the brackets, we glance at the outside margin, we see the nosei, basograyim, the topic contained within the bracket section, mispar hatzadikim shenimsoim b'chol dor, the number of righteous people that are found in every generation. The Gemara continues, and of course, as we may have mentioned before, when we encounter brackets, we also have a length marker. That's the vertical dashed dotted line that one sees to the side of the Gemara text. In this case, it's to the left side of the text. But all of the lines opposite this marker are part of the bracketed section. With all of that having been said, and with the awareness that after the bracketed section we will resume the discussion concerning the coming of the Mashiach, let us now read the Gemara straight through. Omar Abaye, lo pochos almo mitalsin v'shiso tzadiki. There are not less than 36 righteous people in the world, de mekabli apeshchino b'chol dora, that receive the divine presence in every generation. Shenemar, ashrei kol chochei lo. That's the pasuk, and you can see that we've dashed, underlined the word lo, to emphasize here the word lo, begamatria, that word in numerical equivalent is telosin v'shisahavu, it equals 36. Eini, is this the accurate number? V'homar rova, dora dekame kucha brichu, the row in front of the Almighty, who, kame kucha brichu, tamni, sorry, alfi, parsa. It's 18,000 parsa in size, havoi. It is such. It's a very large number that would contain many, many more than 36 people. Shneimar saviv shmoina asar elef. So how do you resolve these numbers? On the one hand, the first opinion is teaching 36. On the other hand, you see a reference to an area of 18,000 parsa. Lo kashya. Ha de mistakli basbaklar mi'ira, ha de mistakli basbaklaria she'eino mi'ira. There's a qualitative difference between the 36, which is a much fewer number. They have the ability to perceive the divine presence with exceptional clarity. That's asbaklaria hami'ira. The others, even though they too are tzaddikim, nevertheless they are of a lower category, and they perceive the divine presence baspataya she'eino me'ira with a blurred vision of the divine presence. Umi nefishi kulei hai, are there really 36? Even that number seems to be inflated as we go on in the Gemara. V'omar chizkiya amar av yirmiya mishum rabbi shimon bar yochai. The following was told over in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Ra'isi b'nei aliyah v'heim u'atim. I am aware of the B'nai Aliyah, of the exceptional people, and they are mu'atin, they're very few. Im elef, if there are 1,000 b'nei aliyah, im elef heim, ani uvni mehem, then I and my son are amongst them. Im mea heim, if they number 100, ani uvni mehem. Im shnayim heim, if there are only 2, and this is really the critical point of the Gemara, if there are only 2 of these b'nei aliyah, im shnayim heim, ani uvni heim. So, if there are 2, so be it. There are only 2, but not 36. Lo kashya, ha da'ayli b'bar, ha da'ayli below bar. The 36 enter the inner sanctum in heaven, if you will, upon receiving rishus. In other words, in order for them to enter, they need to receive permission. That's the expression b'bar. And the however, the 2 that were just referred to, the Aili below bar, we can enter even without permission. Omar Rav, we have a nosei, a topic heading. We've also featured with diamonds the names of Rav and Shmuel. Omar Rav, kolu kol hakitzin v'ein hadover tolui ela b'tshuva u maisim tovim. Rav says that all of the final dates have already passed, and still the Mashiach is not here. He says this matter is dependent only on penitence, that if all of the Jews do tshuva, then we can expect the Mashiach to come. Tshuva and maisim tovim, penitence and positive deeds. Ushmuel Amar, Dayo Le'ovel Shiamod Be'evlo. Rashi offers, as far as this is concerned, 2 explanations. Let's glance at the Rashi. Dayo Le'ovel Shiamod Be'evlo. Number 1, Dayo La'Kodesh Baruch Hu Shiamod Kama Yomim V'Yaminu Achor Klomar Im Lo Yasu Tshuva Eino Omeid Be'evlo Kol HaYomim. It's enough that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he is termed the Ovel over here, the mourner, that he's experienced this situation of golos, of the non-redemption, such a long time. He's not going to continue that way. Elo vaday keitz ladover. There's definitely an end to this situation. Lishnachrina, dayo lovel. What does that mean? Dayon, enough li Yisrael, to the Jewish people, tsar golos, the suffering of the exile, afilu below tshuva nigolin, even without their doing repentance, there still will be a redemption. So we have a machlokas here between Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, there is a necessity of tshuva, of penitence, in order for the Moshiach to come. According to Shmuel, it's not ma'akev. The tshuva itself is not ma'akev. The Gemara claims that this is parallel to an earlier machlokas tanoim, ketanoi. Rabbi Lezer omer, im Yisrael oisin tshuva, nigolin. If they do tshuva on their own, if they initiate the repentance, they will be redeemed. Vim lav, if they don't initiate the penitence, ein nigolin, they won't be redeemed. Omar le Rabbi Yeshua, im ein oisin tshuva, ein nigolin. If they don't do tshuva, they won't be redeemed. However, Elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamid lahem melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will set up a ruler, shegzeros of koshos kahaman, whose edicts are as troublesome and as threatening as those of Haman, Yisrael oisin tshuva umachziron lemutav. And as a result of being coerced or forced into the situation of penitence, they will then do tshuva and return to the good way. So it can be explained that there is a machlokas Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua, and this explanation one can find in Sforim, in different commentaries. According to Rabbi Lezer, tshuva that is necessary is a tshuva that's self-ordained. However, according to Rabbi Yeshua, even if the tshuva is not self-initiated, but as a result of external pressures, that too constitutes the tshuva, the penitence, that will suffice for the coming of the Moshiach. Tanya Idach, we have another source that features once again Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And the source continues to the upper part of Tzani Ches Amud Beis. So in the context of today's shiur, we will start the source, but not actually complete it. what we will see here is a machlokes if the geula is totally in tshuva or not. We'll notice a series of triangles that assume different directions as we go on, with the tip pointing up. This represents Rabbi Lezer's approach. With the tip pointing down, this will represent Rabbi Yeshua's approach. So the source begins, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Im Yisrael Oisim Tshuva Nigolin. If Israel initiates their penitence, they will be redeemed. Shenemar Shuvu Bonim Shovavim Erpo Meshuvosechem. Omar Lo, Rabbi Yeshua. Falo Kfar Nema, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, and he says, but you have another pasuk that says, Chinom Nimkartem Velo Bekesef Tigalu. Now, the explanation, Chinom Nimkartem Bavodis Kechavim, that we sold ourselves to idolatry. Velo Bekesef Tigalu, which means Lo Betshuva Umaisim Toivim. Namely, even without the initiated, the self-initiated penitence, there still will be redemption. Amar lo Rabbi Elazar b'Shua. Rabbi Elazar responds, "V'alo kfar nemar." But is there not another source that says, "Shuvu elai v'ashuvu alechem," that you return to me, an indication of penitence, and then I will return to you, and then bring the redemption. Amar lo Rabbi Elazar. V'alo kfar nemar. So Rabbi Elazar responds. We have another pasuk that says, "Ki anochi bo'alti bochem v'lo kachti eschem." Echod Meir Ushnaim Mishpacha Vevesi Eschem Tzion. This idea of Anochi Ba'alti Bochem, I will rule over you as a master does, sounds like the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be taking over even even against our will, means Baal Korcho, without the performance of repentance. Omar Lo Rabbi Lezer, Falo Kfar Nemar. Rabbi Lezer responds, though, but there's another passage that says, "B'shuva v'nachas tivosheun," that through shuva, through repentance, we will be tivosheun saved. Amar lo Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lezer, "Halo kfar ne'emar ko yomar Hashem goyel Yisrael ukedosho livzoi nefesh lemisoyev goy le'eved moshlim mulachim yiru v'kamu sar mishtachavu." This pasuk, we would emphasize right now the expressions lemisoyev goy, which is a reference to, as Rashi says, second line from the bottom, Oysen habzuyenim utu'ovim v'averos, those people that are desecrated and found to be disgusting by the preponderance of sins, nevertheless they will be redeemed. So we see from here a situation of redemption even without this self-initiated repentance. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.